My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
There's this quote I came across recently and it hit me pretty hard. It said, "You never realize how heavy your story is until you share it with someone like it's just another Tuesday, and they go quiet, trying to process what you just said." That moment, the silence that follows when someone truly hears your pain, is something I've only experienced a handful of times. But one in particular moment stands out more than any other. I was in counseling a few years ago, not because of anything dramatic that had happened, because I was trying to work through something and some normal stuff, but I just kind of got stuck. And so I decided to try counseling to see if it would help. One day, my counselor asked me something. "What's the worst thing that's ever happened to you?" Or maybe it was something like, "What was one of the hardest times in your life?" And I thought, that's easy. You see, it was my senior year of college, October. 4 major life events hit me all at once, one after another, within like the course of about 3 or 4 weeks. On their own, maybe none of them would have changed everything. But together, it was like standing in the middle of a storm without an umbrella. Wave after wave after wave. And eventually, I just broke. I thought, enough, I give. Even though it changed the course of my life, I thought I was at peace with it. Or so I thought. But when I told my counselor that story and the actual events that occurred, this thing that I thought I'd processed and moved past, well, she just went quiet. There was a stillness in the air, an awkward shifting in the chairs. And then she said it, "Michelle, that is the definition of trauma." And just like that, a whole new reality unfolded. Look, I know the word trauma gets thrown around a lot these days. It's almost become a catch-all phrase. But what she said next was a little different. She said, "I'm so sorry. I am so sorry that happened to you, that you lived through that seemingly alone, that no one seemed to help you walk through it." Almost 10 years had passed, but hearing someone name it, validate it, that moment changed everything. We spent the rest of the session unpacking what I thought I had already dealt with, but hadn't really. Not as much as I thought I had. Here's what I realized. Some of us, guilty here, are incredibly good at surviving. We keep going. We push forward. We move on. We are resilient. We even think we've processed the pain. Until we say it out loud, and the person listening stops breathing for a second because of what we just shared. That silence, that stillness, it's a signal. It means what you went through wasn't just hard, it was horrible. The kind of pain you wouldn't wish on your worst enemy. But here's the beautiful truth. If you've lived through something like that, and you've processed even part of it, you're probably a better person for it. Not because pain is noble. Not because trauma is a badge of honor. Not because now you know. But because now you know what it's like to walk through fire. You know how to sit with someone in their pain. You know not to minimize what you don't understand. And that makes you exactly the kind of person the world needs more of. So here's my encouragement for you today in all of this. Not everything is trauma. Sometimes, yeah, you just have to grab a straw and suck it up. But sometimes life does indeed throw so much at you so fast that you lose track of what's normal and what's breaking you. In those moments, reach out and say, hey, I think I need some help. Say something like, can I tell you something and get your perspective on it? Because maybe, just maybe, someone will look at you and say what I wish someone had said back then. That's not something you should have to carry alone. And who knows? Maybe that conversation will change everything, just like it did for me. So if you're carrying a heavy story right now, remember this. The weight doesn't mean you're weak. It means you're human. And sharing it, that's how healing begins.